USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A sandstone bluff gave way and crashed down onto a crowded beach near Encinitas, California. Three people have died and two are injured. State Parks Captain Brian Ketterer tells KGTV people tried to rescue the beachgoers immediately.
It's soft tools. We know that we have somebody buried, and then it's hand tools. And now that we've gotten to this stage, cadaver dogs are going to ensure that we don't have any other victims that are under that, and then we'll slowly take it apart with heavy equipment.
He says a few times a year, some of the bluffs overlooking the beaches in Southern California give way as part of a natural erosion process. President Trump is again looking for a new national intelligence director. He says Congressman John Ratcliffe has decided to not pursue the position. It's unclear if his second choice, Sue Gordon, will take over on an acting basis. This is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The government jobs report exceeds expectations. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Most economists surveyed before the report's released were expecting to see around 154,000 jobs created in July. In fact, the government report shows the nation's economy added 164,000. It is well below June's 191,000 new jobs, but still brings the total U.S. labor force to a record 163.4 million. And according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, unemployment was unchanged at 3.7%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Texas Congressman Will Hurd, the House's only black Republican, has become the latest GOP lawmaker to depart, hurting the party's efforts to appeal to minorities and to regain the House. He has clashed with President Trump over race and immigration. Hurd becomes the ninth GOP House member to announce they will not seek re-election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A federal judge in Washington, D.C. on Friday blocked the Trump administration's new rule banning people who enter the country illegally from seeking asylum, saying it violates U.S. law. It's the second federal judge to rule against the rule, which said that only migrants who enter the U.S. through legal points of entry may claim asylum. President Trump announced the rule in November, saying migrants who cross the country illegally would be held until deportation. A judge in San Francisco struck down the asylum ban weeks after it was implemented. The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the ruling, and the Supreme Court declined to overrule it. The judge said the Immigration and Nationality Act allows asylum claims regardless of whether a migrant enters the country legally. In July, the Justice Department said it planned to change asylum rules to limit the number of Central American migrants reaching the U.S. border by officially disqualifying those who travel through Mexico to get there. A federal judge in California blocked that rule, saying only Congress has the power to bar asylum. Federal health officials have warned dog owners nationwide about a salmonella risk associated with pig ear treats. The salmonella has been found in 33 states, and it's hospitalized more than two dozen humans who handled the treats. Nearly 130 cases have been reported. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.